Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and happy Friday, and happy Juneteenth to anyone celebrating. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up before the weekend on all the news you should know about. Wilkes-Barre's Kirby Park is almost ready for a massive free concert this weekend. Find out how to get to the Commonwealth Concert Series performance. And meet another regional nonprofit in Community Connection. It's Friday, June 19th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start off in Kirby Park. The Luzerne County Transportation Authority unveiled two newly decorated buses that will help carry crowds to this weekend's Commonwealth Concert Series performance at Kirby Park. The concert is part of America 250 PA's celebrations of the country's semi-quincentennial. WVIA's Roger Dupuy has more.
Two Luzerne County Transportation Authority buses have been wrapped in patriotic motifs commemorating the 250th anniversary of American independence from Great Britain. LCTA officials on Wednesday were joined by Wilkes-Barre Mayor George Brown and America 250 PA Executive Director Cassandra Coleman to talk about how those buses will be part of transportation arrangements for Saturday evening's concert. Here's Coleman.
All of the metered parking in the city of Wilkes-Barre will be free on Saturday, along with multiple city-owned garages, as well as our partnerships with Kings and Wilkes. Okay. So all of those garages obviously are walkable to Kirby Park. Great. And then working with LCTA, they are providing transportation to off-site, out-of-city lots to be able to make it as easy as possible for folks to hop on the bus, take a ride down, get dropped off right at the gate, and then get right back on the bus and go back to their cars.
The concert series is a free five-city tour to celebrate the nation's 250th birthday. It also celebrates Pennsylvania's historical significance as the birthplace of the nation. The Kirby Park event will feature country trio Lady A with special guest En Vogue and a special appearance by local group Eddie Day and TNT, led by State Representative Eddie Day Pashinsky. Mayor Brown is excited.
I mean, come on now, you got to come out because it's going to be a great day. Lady A, because sing my favorite song, Bartender, and then we're going to have En Vogue. Eddie Day Pashinsky is going to be singing, bringing back the hits. So it's going to be a great night, but a lot of food, a lot of great entertainment.
In Wilkes-Barre, Roger Dupuy, WVIA News.
Thanks, Roger. Find more on this weekend's concert at WVIA.org. And a different kind of story from Bradford County now. A former Bradford County school director will face further court action in the coming months on charges she stole from a foundation that helps public schools there. WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports.
Kelly White is a former Wyalusing area school director. She waived her right to a preliminary hearing Tuesday on charges she stole about $123,000 from a local educational foundation. White was scheduled to appear for a hearing on almost 130 criminal counts accusing her of ripping off the Wyalusing Area Education Foundation. She was the foundation's treasurer since at least 2019. She resigned as a school director in February, right around the time that the charges were revealed. The foundation raises money to offer scholarships to students and grants to teachers for educational purposes. An arrest affidavit says White knew that once the foundation installed new accounting software, her thefts over the last 7 years would be revealed. So she confessed to the foundation's president, Alexis Munch, then to state police, the affidavit says. She told police she needed the money because she and her husband had fallen on hard times. Her case now goes to the County Court of Common Pleas for either a trial or sentencing if White pleads guilty.
That was Boris Krauchenyuk reporting. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarlane, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to wvia.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. Now, one last thing for the day. It's Friday, so it's time for Community Connection with WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella.
Our Community Connection is in Columbia County, where Connor Shonis runs the nonprofit Rescue Pets Serving Vets, pairing formerly abused dogs with area veterans, creating new and healing friendships for both. Connor Shonis takes the story from here.
Rescue Pets Serving Vets began in the back of my parents' vet clinic. My mom was managing our practice and my dad was the veterinarian. She began doing a little bit of research on how a lot of shelters in the South are kill shelters, where the animals have a date, and if they're not adopted by that date, they're euthanized. She began transporting the dogs up from the South and keeping them in the back of our clinic. She would take care of them, rehabilitate a lot of them. She wanted to give us a little bit more of a solid mission statement, and just from some really positive interactions in the vet clinic with veterans, she kind of had that idea in mind, and we wanted to try to set the rescue up to give back to a lot of veterans that have served our country.
Every veteran is different, and every veteran's story is different. So do the dogs need to be trained in any special way?
Dogs are extremely keen, picking up on emotions, especially in veterans where they might be operating with a higher level of anxiety. They form that bond almost quicker with those kind of people. We get very, very few dogs that cannot make that connection almost immediately. A lot of these dogs have been used as bait dogs, which is where people use them to train fighting dogs with, and they might not be okay with being pet or being in a crate or being on the leash. And that's the kind of work that we do to get them ready for adoption. We spay, neuter, vaccinate all our animals completely free for veterans. And for non-veterans, our adoption fee is $200, which just covers their transport. My dad still provides all the veterinarian services completely free. We do get a lot of dogs that are older. They're still phenomenal. You can teach new tricks to old dogs, and they're amazing.
Olivia, what do you see in the personality of the dogs that makes them so lovable, that makes them so wantable?
At some point, every dog just has that want for love and attention, and they all ultimately want the same thing. It takes some of them longer to get there than others because of their past. No one really knows exactly what they've gone through either. So you see them make that bond together for sure.
It's almost like a natural fit.
Yes, absolutely. You really just see them both almost like just let go and give in to each other. And it's very sweet to see them form that connection. And you can almost see their friendship blossoming before it's even really started. And then you know that they're going to have a very special lifetime together. And it's very nice to be able to witness that.
We recently had a gentleman come up to adopt from us, explaining his troubles that he had with his PTSD and how he kind of was dealing with the things that he experienced during his time in the service. And I think when people experience those kind of things, they don't really feel like they're back in their own spot again. So a lot of the dogs can help them feel that sense of security. Our mission is saving these dogs, and then we're also being able to help give back to our veterans.
Special thanks to Connor Shonis and Olivia Craigle of Rescue Pets Serving Vets in Columbia County. There is so much more to this story, and you can hear it in its entirety by visiting our podcast, wvia.org/community. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
So, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the weekend? Find more stories at wvia.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me this week. We're back on Monday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.